This is KE2GDQ, listening for any calls.
KE2GDQ, this is K2PCB. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, K2PCB. Got it. Got it all screwed up there, Travis. How are you this morning, and how was your weekend?
Oh, good morning, sir. Yes, I had a pretty good weekend start to finish. I'm driving past McDonald's here in Alden, and that reminds me, I started out the weekend with bringing home a couple Shamrock Shakes. I know Mark Territory at work, I think he's done like one every day. I'm pretty bad, but I'm not that bad. Maybe we'll do it one more time before the season's over. We'll see. Saturday, it was like a road trip. Food trip. We went out to Attica for Burley Brothers Butchery. We went to Perry, New York for they call it East Hill Creamery, it's shop. And then we went out to Cartwright's Maple Tree Inn in Angelica. Of course, we finish off the day going to the supermarket run. We did Elma. What do you call it? Yeah, not Elma Produce. Niagara Produce in Elma. We had Tops, Wegmans, and made our way home. So Saturday was full. Sunday, let me drop in a second. Sunday we watched some movies, Lynn and I. I spent some time on the phone with Larry working on a linear amplifier, and I ordered a portable antenna for park/photo work. So very, very full. At least it felt like it, so it was nice. How was your weekend?
Wow, you had a full weekend, that's for sure. The Burley Brothers, you mentioned that. There's a store, Burley Brothers, on Transit, not too far from Niagara Produce. Karen went in there one time, and she said it's all frozen. How's their other store? It's in Attica, isn't it, is what you said?
Yeah, so it's definitely not like walking into, say, Federal Meats, for example. You're not going to grab a steak in many cases and take it home and cook it. A lot of it's frozen. I would say most of it's frozen. They do have, like, a whole cooler of, like, beef sticks. Those are not frozen. Just snacky kind of things, but you're right, everything else is frozen in larger cuts, you know. It really isn't that, you know, portioned out, you know, for single serve, which is kind of awkward, especially if you want to, you know, buy a larger cut meal prep. They do all of the processing for their locations at the Attica store. So I don't want to say it's a larger store because I haven't been in the other one, but the back half of it is the butchery, if you will. And they take all kinds of special orders, and they will deliver to either location. So, but the other side of it is that they seem kind of pricey for what it was. But what I got was good.
Well, that explains it then. Now I understand. Yeah, as far as my weekend, Friday was a little busy. I did some shooting. Found out my rifle likes a particular type of ammunition, which is good. Saturday was really busy. Was up pretty early. Took my grandsons to the monster truck jam at the KeyBank Center, which was really, I enjoyed what we saw of it. They got bored after a little while because they're young still, and we left kind of early, which was good. We didn't have any traffic to deal with. We came back to the house for a little bit, then we went to their house and Karen and I babysat the rest of all the kids until about 1 a.m. and then I was up early Sunday morning to drive to Holland to shoot some trap, and did well. So overall, it was a busy weekend.
I guess the first thing I'll say is your Sunday. It was coming down pretty good in the afternoon. I don't know if you were getting that out in Holland. So that had to be a pretty cold, snowy event. And then that Monster Jam. I didn't even know that was going on this weekend, but that seemed pretty cool. Lynn was watching something online where two kids were getting interviewed, and I don't know if everyone in the arena there could see it up on the big screen, but two kids somehow got selected and interviewed, and then they were given some kind of toy, I'll just say that, signed by all the drivers. Those two kids were Lynn's ex-husband's great niece and nephew, I guess is what the link is. Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's really pretty cool. We went to the noon show, and they did interview two boys, I believe. So that might have been at a different, there was a show Friday night, there was a show Monday at noon, or Saturday at noon, another show Saturday night, and I think there was another show Sunday afternoon-ish. So there was quite a few shows. Yeah.
Okay, so that goes to show how much I'm disconnected from it. I assume there was just one show, but yeah, they were brother and sister. Pretty young, brother and sister, so definitely not at the show that you were at, but, that's kind of neat. Very neat.
Yeah, the only reason I know about the number of shows was when I was buying tickets. If I hadn't done that, I might not even known that they were going to be here. The oldest grandson, Edison, is definitely into monster trucks. He's got a couple toys at home, and he plays with them a lot. He's wanted to watch videos on them. So one time I looked online, and the show was coming to Buffalo, and so I asked my daughter if I could take the boys, and she said sure, and so off we went.
So is that full-size monster trucks? Is that what they're running in there?
Yes. Yeah, they're running full-size monster trucks. I mean, they're all about the same size. They all run in the same tire. They're probably all running the same engine and frame. They just have different bodies on it. It's kind of probably like watching wrestling where there's some script to it. Just some things that had happened that made me think that they're trying to create some drama or some excitement in it. Just some of those types of things.
Oh, that absolutely makes sense, because you have to ensure some, you know, level of safety at perceived danger. I'm sure there's always risks, but yeah, absolutely. My question would have been, what do they run for fuel, and what is the exhaust like in there? What do they run in these days? Do you know?
Well, it definitely wasn't diesel. Couldn't smell that. Definitely running some sort of fuel injection, just from the couple of stunts they did. That's the only way they could run it. If they didn't, they would have just run it. They would have run out of gas. I'm assuming that they were gas engines, just from the way that they started up, and the headers that they were running definitely seemed more like a gasoline engine.
TC2NDM, good morning. They're probably running on alcohol, so they don't give horrible exhaust fumes in enclosed arenas.
Well, I was kind of wondering the same thing, you know, and that's a good thought on alcohol. I was wondering maybe natural gas or something, but of course, you know, in something like that, you want to see flames. There's got to be flames and some good exhaust before the evening's over.
There was no flames, and alcohol makes sense because I could not smell any. We were on the 300 level, and I could not smell any exhaust per se. Didn't see any smoke, so that was good. They know they had some fans running, at least down on the floor. It definitely wasn't. I couldn't smell the carbon monoxide.
Yeah, I've never been to the official tractor pulls out at the you know, the gas and steam engine, Western York Gas and Steam Engine Association, the you know, the tractor pull grounds out there. But I have been out there for the steam shows tractor pulls, where they're out there with the diesel tractors, and that sometimes is quite the smoke show, and it's not from tires. And that's pretty wild. Probably bad for your lungs, but definitely is very enjoyable.
Yeah, I want to take the boys to either a tractor pull or a truck pull this summer, and I'd like to take them to either Holland or Lancaster for some circle track racing.
Oh yeah, that sounds like it would be right up there, Haley. Definitely for Edison, at least, right?
Exactly. This is KE2GDQ.
This is KE2PCB. Morning again, Jeff. How was your weekend?
It was all right. A friend of my parents passed away, and that was in hospice for about a week and a half. They're quite miserable. But anyway, my weekend was, other than that, was okay. I have embedded myself in my computer lab Friday night, Saturday morning, all the way till 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and then got up, took Zoe to wrestling practice yesterday, brought my computer, did a lesson at the NCCC, then proceeded to come home. I made chicken piccata, and then back to the computer lab. I did get my U-Console up and running with the other expansion board, although the way they were doing the Meshtastic didn't make any sense, so I just installed one of the Meshtastic nodes that I had laying around doing nothing and just hooked that up inside, and so that I do have a Meshtastic node with an antenna with a standalone, but there's no interface other than I could do command line, but it's, you have to read 10 pages to figure out the message. So if you just use your phone and send messages, you're fine.
Yeah, so it sounds like you need to do a little more homework or play with it as the way it is, and a future state try to get that to be the Meshtastic console, if that's what you desire, of course.
Well, they're running a different chipset, and for some reason I went with that, and it doesn't really work well as a standalone, so you have to go web-based, and it's incredibly tricky to get that all set up. So that was abandoned, and most people just say, yeah, go ahead and just throw a note in.
Hey, Jeff, I did a lot of research on Friday, and part of Saturday went the Meshtastic. That seems pretty cool it's not really ham-based, but it is geek-based, if you want to use that. And it seems interesting that you can send encrypted messages from node to node, and, you know, and you're entirely free of the internet, you know, the cell phone industry, everything. So I like that idea.
It's definitely nerd and geek friendly. Trying to figure out what node to get is half the rub, which is why I have like 11 nodes, because each one kind of gets better and better and better. And then form factor, you want something small, compact, useful. So, yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I've been trying to think of, well, if I was to put a node up here around the house, where else would I put another node? I could probably put one down at my daughter's house, but that's like 12 or 15 miles away from me. But she's more up on a hill, so that might work. But that seems like a long ways away. Other than that, I don't know where else I would put another node.
That is the tricky part, figuring all that out. But unfortunately, we have reached that time of day where I have to walk inside and go to work.
All right. That being said, this is K2PCV. I am clear, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow.
Good morning. Good night. KC2NBM. Clear.
73. K2PCB and KC2NVM. You guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. And is KC2PET out there?
KC2NVM? Yeah. I get the right one. KC2GEQ and KC2PET. Morning, sir.
Good morning, Ross. I see you were busy over the weekend getting the new radio up and running. Sounds pretty good, so I think everything's working good.
Yeah, I did a lot of, I updated this one a lot. Got more better connections, everything. I figured out what was wrong with, I was having that whole connection issue. So the connectors I bought, they're legit Motorola connectors. But the pins, the center pin for the center conductor is loose. It's a, I took all the pins out, you know, I got a lot of 10 of them. Just in case I ever need to make up my own cables. And the pin, I stuck the pin in each radio, and they fall right back out. I'm like, are you kidding me? So that was my issue the whole time. So those pins are loose inside that connector. So long story short, I'm going to take a think of what I can do, because I looked at the receiving end of it. That looks pretty good inside all the radios I had. So the best thing to do is I took, put some solder on it and made it a little bit bigger, and now they fit, and now I'm actually getting more solid connections. Shouldn't have an issue with that anymore. And now that I'm getting closer to work, I'm receiving it a lot better. So it's all around together. It's made a big improvement on everything.
Wow, that's great. It's amazing that it was just a little bit of, that they were loose. That is surprising, especially for Motorola type stuff. And that reminded me, I was going to ask Travis about his SWR meter. I'll have to send him a text later.
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to bring one in, too. Forgot about it. Yeah, so you can borrow it. Mine doesn't have any batteries in it. Does you need it to be portable?
Probably not. I could probably check the SWR down in the basement or out in the garage where I have power.
Yeah, I took the batteries out of mine. They, a couple of them leaked, and of course, you know, that does, Alkaline does wonderful to connectors. So, yeah, I'll have to bring that in for you. I was looking at the, it's funny how, there's identical radios now I'll put on. The other one just had, now that I looked at the one I took down and put this one in, I'm going to do the same thing to this radio that I want to redo. Yeah, it's time for an upgrade for that. I was really impressed with, I took the time over the weekend to do a lot of upgrades to that, so it's working good now.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how one little thing like that was causing issues. That would explain why things were moving, like you said, with some heat, you know, some expansion and contraction. Those pins probably didn't have to move very far to become loose. So that does make total sense.
Yeah, I did put a good fan on it too this time. I have the ability to take it inside and let it play on a dummy load inside the house. So I did that too, and I let it play on the East Coast Reflector. Of course, they talk all the time, so that was a good test for it. And so the fan did come on, so I'm going to see how long it took for it to cool off. And within 3 minutes, it would cool it right off. I'm like, well, that's very good cooling. I think the other one, the fan's not very good. It's a smaller fan. Put a little bigger fan this one. And this one is right on the heat sink first, and I have a fan blowing on it. And it cools much quicker. Like I said, it's, I did a lot of upgrades to it this weekend.
Yeah, you were definitely busy then. But, you know, that's all part of the hobby, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I see we're back to a winter wonderland again this morning. I was going to hop in earlier, but people were driving super slow and changing lanes and not staying in their lane, so I was just concentrating my driving this morning.
Yeah, I think that's the smart thing to do. I did hear on the radio this morning 2 to 4 inches of snow today. I thought, oh my God, maybe we're just going to get a little dusting, you know, which is fine. Go out and shovel. I'll have to see. I may have to break out the snowblower one more time this year.
It's not that bad. It's just the plows didn't get to it yet. There's only about a dusting in the road, maybe an inch at most, but people are driving like it's a foot of snow. So, you know, they're driving with the four ways on again, which I don't understand, but whatever.
Yeah, last night when I was coming home from church, there was a car going down a road. Speed limit is like 50 or 55, and they were doing like 35. And I just settled in behind them and said, okay, this, whatever. But yeah, there's some people that, you know, I hear Travis talking. There's people that are just flying down the roads when they probably should be going slower. And you'd think by now people would be used to the snow conditions that we've had, especially this winter.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, I'm probably more kind of a midline between both of those. I go a little faster, but I'm not doing the speed limit. There is people that just could cause more problems by doing, some of them were smarter doing like 35 down Broadway. I'm like, okay, you go a little faster than 35. It's a 55 mile an hour highway, you know. And I did a brake check usually when I get on Broadway, you know, just see how it is. And truck grabbed the road pretty good, so it wasn't like it was super slippery.
Yeah, the main roads yesterday seemed in pretty good shape. I haven't heard anything other than from what you and Travis are saying this morning about the road conditions, in Broadway mostly. But it doesn't sound like they're too bad.
All right, I made it to work. Just pull in. Hey, I got a late start this morning. First off, I wanted to see how my note was playing. Did a lot of tuning with it. It sounds really good. It's just there's a meter that's in the program you can use, and according to this, it should be hot, but it seems fine. I did the audio check there's an online audio check you could do too, and it seems fine with that. So, I don't know, more to come, I guess. Like I said, it sounds really good right now. I'm at work, and I can still hear better than the old radio was doing.
Yeah, I agree. It definitely sounds good to me. You know, I might not have an ear as much as like Travis does, having listened to a lot more radios. But this sounds good to me.
Well, good. I can upgrade the old one, and then I'll probably leave this one on for a while. This one's going to work good. And then I will put the old one and let that one play until it dies. And then I'll have backup. My other main goal is to get backups because I was having so many issues and didn't have another radio to throw in there. And now that I have this one should play good for a long time now. And then I'll upgrade the other one. So, anyhow, I'll sign with you. Looks like it's that time I gotta get in there this morning. So, KD2GD2, this is KC2PT. KD2's Brad. Have a good day.
KC2PET, this is KD2GDQ, 73s. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. And we're clear of the channel.